Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a public opinion poll about issues that are affecting your community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yeah, but I'm not interested in any voting questions, so thank you very much.
Okay. This isn't about voting questions, sir. This is in regards to the insurance costs in your area and things of that nature.
It's too high.
It has nothing to do with politics. Now, politically,
insurance is too high.
You understand, but politically, do you feel that South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not? How do you feel?
A what state?
A southern state. Do you feel that South Carolina is a southern state? Yes or no?
A southern state?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that means. Of course, we're in the south. I don't know. I don't understand the question.
No, and I understand. I'm required to read verbatim, that's the way it's written. So it makes no sense because it's already on the south. So of course, it's a southern state, right? But do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Do you support that or oppose that?
Yes, I support that.
You support that. Now, a school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for the child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Now, generally speaking, would you say that you support or oppose the concept of a school choice? Do you support that or oppose that?
Let's go back to the first part of the question. What about private and public?
A school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for the child's education to send their child to public or private school, whichever best serves the needs. But generally speaking, would you say that you support or oppose the concept of a school choice? You support that or oppose that?
I support.
Okay. And recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public schools and receive $6,000 to use for private schools tuition and other educational expenses. Now, do you support or oppose this program, sir?
Yes, I support.
Support that? Now, currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Now, will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Would you support that or oppose that?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Because, of course. You let me know when you're ready.
$399, $3. Why are you going to rip the people off? Dumbass monkey that I can't operate.
Take your time, sir. I'm still here.
Sorry, sir. I'll be with you 1 second, all right?
No, take your time. Take your time, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Go ahead. Take your time.
I don't know how to do it on this stupid thing. 73. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the first part of the question one more time, please?
Of course. Currently, only students and low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Now, will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Support or oppose it?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who vote to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? Will you be more likely or less likely to vote for someone like that?
More likely.
More likely? Okay. And do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not? Yes or no?
I would say hell yes.
Okay. And do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone? You think they should or should not?
Should.
Okay. And South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Now, do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed? What's your opinion?
I'm sorry.
Does this work?
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't have to repeat the first part of the question, please.
Okay. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflicts. Now, you think this process works, or you think this process needs to change?
I think it works.
It works, okay. Now, if a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer in ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for the injuries?
They should.
And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damage? You think they should or should not?
You have to repeat the first part one more time, please.
Okay, no problem. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing a non-named third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages? You think they should or should not?
Should or should not what?
You think the insurance companies or corporations should be able or should be liable for that?
For what? I'm kind of lost there.
Well, they're trying to get away by not paying their claims by putting third-party names on a verdict form.
They should be liable.
They should be liable. Okay. Now marketing by a personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how this label of advertising influences public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, or you think it hurt the public perception
hurts.
Of the
hurts.
Legal profession? Hurts?
Hurts.
Or has no effect? Okay, hurts. Now, many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get a large insurance payouts for motor vehicles accidents. In doing so, do you feel that these lawyers are primarily interested in getting the true justice for the injuring client? Or you think they're maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
The latter. They're maximizing the legal fees. Yes, yes.
And what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do you believe that they significantly increase premiums because of that? Or somewhat increase premiums? Or have a little no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
I'm sorry, you have to go back to the first part of your question, please.
No problem. I do appreciate your patience, and you know my accent gets in the way. I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Sir, what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get a large payout has on the automobile insurance premiums. Do they significantly increase premiums? Somewhat
yes.
increase premiums?
Yes.
Significantly? Okay.
Significantly,
thank you.
Yes.
And do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential? You think they should or should not?
They should.
Okay. Thank you.
How much longer is this going to go on, man? Because I'm at work.
One more minute. Okay. Then let's finish this up. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Okay. And is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 70 years old.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American?
Black.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a male, a female, or other?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you to enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.